say that it's Christmas Day. If you have got your home advent ring, now is the time to light it. I'm going to light my candle on the advent ring, or colour them in. For those of you who have joined us today, we've been having our own advent rings at home. Either candles or colouring, or as on mine is, fake candles. And today we light five candles. Because we finally made it to Christmas Day. So all five of our candles. Hopefully some of you are lighting them. Wonderful.
Oh, one's going out.
We have Christmas Day, and we're all gathering together. So light your candles, colour in your advent rings, whatever you do. Great. We have reached Christmas Day. And to start off our time together, we have a short reading from the Bible, which I believe that Heather, she's rushing round. Heather is going to read. Shall I mute everyone? And then Heather, if you can unmute yourself to read this.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Thank you, Heather. So we start by remembering the celebration of the shepherds in the Christmas stories. They were told that the good news had come, good news for all people. And we'll be thinking a bit more about that this morning. But we're going to sing our first carol together. If you haven't joined us before, I mute everyone so you can sing away in your own homes and no one can hear you apart from if there's someone sitting next to you. And you can sing as loud as you want. And we're going to sing the first Noel.
So I'd like to talk about this idea of good news and bad news. Because often when we get good news, it's good news for one person, but it's not always good news for another person. So what we see when a football team wins is that one team's really happy, one set of fans is happy, but another set of fans is quite disappointed at the outcome. And another situation might be if you get offered your absolute dream job, which is fantastic news for you, but perhaps it's in another city or maybe even another country. So actually it's quite sad news for your family or your friends. Some people might be able to relate to this more than others. You might be becoming excellent at a particular computer game. Really good news for you. You're winning lots of games. You're getting the respect of lots of other players. But maybe that's bad news for your schoolwork or your revision. So there's these flip sides between good news and bad news, whatever the situation is. But the reading that Heather just read for us was different to this. Because the angels, when they came, they said, "Do not be afraid." They said, "I bring you good news, but it's good news for all people." Now, that's interesting, because that's different to all the other news that we've been talking about, where there's this good news, bad news, and the flip side of the two different things. It's hard to imagine any good news that really is good for everyone, that there's no negative consequences anywhere for anybody. But that's what the angels brought to the shepherds. So let's have a think about the shepherds for a minute. I wonder, if you ever wonder why, the angels came to shepherds. Why shepherds? And if I was planning a massive heavenly host to turn out somewhere, I'd certainly, from a practical point of view, you'd think that coming to a built-up town where they're doing a census perhaps wouldn't be such a very good idea. And a large open space on a hillside would be a much more sensible choice. And I'm not sure that that was the real reason that God chose to send the angels to the shepherds, though. If we were to look at the biblical history of shepherds, and we go back to Abraham and Moses, you can see back in Genesis 13 and Exodus 3 that actually both Abraham and Moses were shepherds. And so the Jews would have understood that shepherding would have been an honourable occupation because it was associated with the patriarchy. That was a good thing. But if we carry on looking in the Old Testament, by the time Joseph was reunited with his brothers after the famine in Egypt, by then, that's in Genesis 46, you see that shepherding was actually considered a detestable way to make a living. So the poor shepherd's lot was quite different by then. But let's not stop there, because if we carry on moving through the Old Testament and we get to the time of David, we all know the story of David, the little shepherd boy who slayed Goliath and then went on to become a king. So actually, at that point, shepherding was raised up again in a position in society. But actually, that was only temporary, because if you carry on going through history, you get to the point where the prophets came along. Zephaniah describes sheep herding as a symbol of judgment and social isolation. Amos described his time as shepherding as quite a lowly role compared to being a prophet. So at that point in history, shepherds were actually despised, considered second-class citizens, and thought of as quite untrustworthy. So actually, by the time Jesus was born, shepherds had this whole flip-flopping history of being detested and considered outcasts. But well thought of because of their association with the patriarchy. So at that point in time, at Jesus' birth, they had a mixture of being respected in society. They were also hardworking, but they were also on the edge of society. They were actually also the unloved and the unwanted people. They had this whole checkered history. So perhaps this is something to do why God sent the angels to the shepherds, because they represented all different elements of society. And that's why the angels come to them with good news for everyone. So the shepherds represented manual labour just as much as the kingly and the noble. And this good news was for them. The good news was for men and for women, for rich and for poor. It was for every race. It went across all the cultures. It was for all different lifestyle choices, for young and for old, for the educated and the most simple-minded. It was absolutely everyone. And that all-encompassing good news is unique to the gospel message. There really isn't any other good news I can think of that has no downsides or no negative repercussions. If you think of things that are happening now, good news of tax breaks for the rich is not good news if you're poor or vulnerable, nor is the good news of Brexit plans if you're a Remainer, nor is the good news of safety measures in our school if you're a head teacher on the penultimate day of term. Nor even is the good news of restrictions to keep us safe over Christmas if you're actually living alone and feeling isolated. So there's no real good news outside of the gospel message that is truly good for all people. And that's what we've got today, something to celebrate. This message from the angels to the shepherds that actually is for everyone. And just to finish off, I think it was really interesting. If you look at different translations of that verse 10 from the bit that Heather read, when that's translated, often you get little variations on how the wording is. But this comes across almost consistently as good news for all people, or good news for all, or brings great joy for all people. So it's really, really clear that that's what this is all about. It's for everyone in all shapes and forms.
I think Pat is now going to read a Bible passage to us. Pat, you probably have to unmute yourself.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to him. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, we're going to think a little bit more about the shepherds in a moment. But first of all, we always like to play a Christmas advert on Christmas Day. I'm not doing one from this year. We're going to go back a bit. We're going to throw back to the year 2016, you know, when we could meet together. And we're going to watch our Christmas advert from then. It's, of course, from John Lewis, I do believe. But let's have a look at it. It's entitled Buster the Dog. You know, you can't have Christmas without a John Lewis advert, can you really? But, you know, the thing is, as Emma mentioned, it's hard to find news that is good news for everyone. And it's even harder to find a gift that suits everyone's needs. But when you do find a gift that is good for everyone, it's great to see all join in, rabbits, badgers, squirrels, dogs, and also humans as well. Because if a gift is worth having, it is certainly worth sharing with everyone else. And if good news is truly good news for all, then everyone needs to know about it. You know, when Simon proposed to me all those years ago and asked me to marry him, I was so excited that I ran home. Well, I think I got in the car and drove home, and I wanted to tell my flatmate. So I ran in the door and she was out. So I thought, it's all right, I'll ring my friends. So I rang a few friends and no one was answering the phone. I thought, it's okay, I'll ring my sister. So I rang my sister and she wasn't home either. And I was so frustrated because there was no one to tell this good news. So I had to wait and wait to tell people because I had this wonderful news and I wanted to tell everyone. I wanted them to know. You see, good news, if it really is good news, needs to be shared. And so here in the Bible, the shepherds, having hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in a manger, having investigated this good news of great joy that was for all people, the birth of God, the Messiah, finally arriving here on earth, they realized that they couldn't possibly keep it to themselves because it wasn't good news just for them. This wasn't a treasure they had been shown that they could secretly store away for their own joy. This was good news for all people, and so it needed to be shared. It was bursting out of them. Now, we don't know who they told as they hurried away from their find that day, but the Bible says they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And what's more, all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them, because this truly was good news of great joy, not news to be kept hidden or shared sparingly or secretly passed on to some but kept from others. It was good news to be shared and shared with everyone, because after years of wondering when the Messiah would come, after years of waiting, after years of watching, after years of living with long ago prophecies that seemed to have been forgotten, the hope of the world was finally here, born on earth. So the shepherds shared this good news with everyone they met. And you know, as we celebrate the good news of Jesus once again this Christmas, in a time when good news is very hard to come by at the moment, if God being here with us, if hope being alive today is really good news, then we too are compelled to share it with others, to follow the example of the shepherds and indeed the example of Jesus as he grew and walked the earth, to share the good news of God with all that we meet, not only through what we say, but also through what we do, to share it through how we treat those around us day in, day out. So that no one can be in any doubt that in and among the darkness of our times, as we celebrate a very different Christmas and enter 2021, either in tier four or soon to go into it, that the good news of God, the saviour of the world, is here. Love has been born on earth for all people. And that is good news for everyone, not just for some who fit into the categories that we like, but for all people everywhere throughout the earth. It is news to be shared and it is news to be spread wherever we go. We're going to listen to a poem that I think John's going to read to us this morning about Christmas, or maybe after Christmas.
The Work of Christmas by Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart.
Father, in a world where lots of people are alone or worried or afraid at the moment, we hold on to the good news proclaimed by the angels to the shepherds. We thank you that the good news of your love, which knows no limits, is on offer to everyone. And as we go off to celebrate Christmas in whatever form that might take this year, we thank you for your lavish gift of joy and peace. We thank you for Jesus, our Emmanuel. We ask for your blessing on the rest of our day. Amen.